next guest likes sport.
He's played amateur footy.
Yes, very average, I've got to say.
He bought back the Adelaide 500.
Officially to the streets of Adelaide.
And now he has golf set in his sights. Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Premier Peter Malinauskas.
Yeah, he joins us on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Premier.
Good afternoon, gents. How are you both?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Hey, we got you on because I'm very excited about this. I was watching the news last night and there were rumours going around for a while about a LIV Golf tournament possibly coming to Australia, and we might be in the running in Adelaide. Is that right?
We are certainly keeping our ear to the ground on all opportunities regarding major events in our state, and I don't think LIV Golf should be excluded from that exercise. I know you gents follow the golf a little bit, and I know, Bluey, you're a bloody keen golfer. But look, my view is that the USPGA hasn't really done Australia many favours over the years.
Yep.
And Australian spectators and golfing and sporting enthusiasts generally have been denied the opportunity to see really high-quality pro golfers coming to Australia's shores, despite the fact we've got a really proud golfing tradition. And if LIV Golf provides that opportunity, I think it should be looked at very closely.
Hey, Premier, talk us through the process of this, because I've got a few questions, but the CEO of LIV Golf, Greg Norman, he did promise that he's going to bring a tournament to Australia. So why is the conversation with Adelaide? Who else are we competing with? And why Grange?
Well, we certainly know that there are other state governments around the country that LIV Golf is talking to.
Yep.
Not least of which, as I understand it, Queensland and New South Wales. Greg Norman has a connection with Grange Golf Course. Of course, he famously won one of his first tournaments at Grange, and of course, he redesigned the East Course at Grange Golf Club. So I suspect Greg Norman has a degree in interest and a connection with the course in that regard. But Grange, along with, you know, three other courses in our state, are really, you know, some of the highest quality facilities in the country. There's obviously Glenelg, Cooey, Royal Adelaide and Grange that are the sort of top four elite courses. But we understand that LIV Golf has an interest in potentially hosting an event at Grange Golf Club, and they're looking at that amongst other options. And I think we should be alive to it. You know, if this is an opportunity to potentially showcase the state to another market, indeed an international market, I think that needs to be thought through very carefully. And again, I make the point, I know LIV Golf has got a few naysayers out there, but what favours have the USPGA done for our country lately? Mm. And if we can get the likes of Cam Smith or DeChambeau or other key players coming to our country, why wouldn't we? Mark Leisham, these are good opportunities that we can have to showcase the state.
No, LIV Golf have got a great bank of players now. Yep. And I'm totally agree with you. The PGA Tour have just got a monopoly on all the great players. And even our Australian Open, you know, you look back 20 years ago, all the great names that used to play, and none of the good players come out anymore because they're stuck in the States. So I think it's fantastic if it happens. What's the timeline on this, Pete?
So we know that LIV Golf wants to host a tour in Australia, a game in Australia next year. So that's what they're looking at. They're talking about the first half of next year. To be more specific again, I think they're looking sort of summer, autumn next year. So that's not far away. So if they are going to make a decision to commit to Australia in that part of the year, we understand that decision is likely to be in the next few months. So we're keenly engaged. We're open-minded to the process, and we're looking at our options very, very carefully. But, you know, I've got to be honest, gents, I'm also interested in what South Australians think about the proposition, because we know that LIV Golf isn't without its controversy.
Yep.
And, you know, there's creating a lot of tension around the place. But personally, I watched a bit of it on YouTube the other day. It's a pretty exciting format. It changes things up. It's golf in a new light. And why not have a bit of disruption to this famous game, particularly if it makes it more accessible to South Australians and Australians generally?
Everyone I've spoken to is very excited about this coming to Adelaide especially. Now, we saw you, Premier, just basically tear the amateur footy league apart with some of your performances. Do you play golf? Have you got a secret little golf handicap that you want to tell us about?
Well, I'm a pretty average footy player. I'm even more average at golf. When I was at uni, when you got time on your hands, I used to play at North Adelaide every chance I got. Nice. So I'd play at least once a week, and sometimes a couple of times a week. So I got myself to a point where I could regularly break 100. So if I could break 100, I like it. If I go on holidays, I don't mind having a hit of golf if I get permission from higher authorities.
We'll be there.
It does take a bit of time. Yeah. So if my objective is to break 100, in which case, but I got myself to a point I could occasionally get down to, you know, very rarely breaking 90, but that I'd be kidding myself if that would happen these days. But nothing like you guys. I mean, what are you teeing off? You're both hitting off 4 and 5.
Snuck out to 3, which I'm quite enjoying. But what are you, Bernie? 8 or 9 or something?
I've had a bad couple of months. I've gone out to about 9.
I don't want to know.
Premier, of course, the big announcement today in regarding the Women's and Children's Hospital, the new one.
Yeah, huge announcement. Look, we've decided to make a decision that's about the long-term fellas rather than the short-term. The proposed site immediately adjacent to the RA is just too small, and it means that we were going to spend over $2 billion on a hospital that only had one extra bed. If we go to the other side of the train lines, we can actually get a lot more space, and that way we can build a hospital that's got a lot more beds, which is what we've committed to doing. The cost of it is actually not that much more than the other proposed site. The only downside is that we do have to build it on a heritage location, which means a few old buildings in the Feberden Barracks will have to go. And that's a difficult choice to make, but my judgment is I don't want to spend $2 billion of taxpayers' money on a hospital that's outgrown before we even move into it. Mm. And that's literally what would have happened. But if we go to the other side of the train line, yes, a little bit of heritage has to go, but at least we have a women's and kids' hospital that is clinically in a better position, is bigger, and will actually last in the long term. So that's why we've made that decision.
Hey, some exciting things happening in Adelaide. You make things happen, Premier, which I like. The V8s, they're not too far away. I'll ask you quickly about them. And also, the first ever women's showdown Friday night.
Yes.
Now, I need to pick a bone with you because can you just take that? I know you're a Port man, but can you take the Port scarf off when you're doing media, please? Because, come on.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bernie. They had both scarfs there. And that's like, here you go. And I was going to wear both scarfs. But I can't pretend to be something that I'm not.
That's right.
That's true.
And you know, I think the fruit tinkle will have an important place in footy in South Australia. But I'm a Port man. But it's the rivalry that makes it special.
And
look, the Crows women. I mean, that victory on the weekend, 96 points.
Yeah,
Port's going to go in an underdog, as I reckon. But it's exciting. It'll be a big night on Friday night.
And the Adelaide 500. Are we tracking okay for that?
Everything's on track. In fact, people will start to see the grandstand starting to be built. We announced yesterday the Holden Cruise. So for Holden fans out there, for $25, you can actually participate in what we're hoping will be the biggest Holden Cruise in history. This is the last time the famous line will be getting around a supercar track. So Craig Lowndes is going to lead a cruise from Elizabeth into the city. And for $25, you can park your car inside the track and participate in the cruise. So that's just another little element of the Adelaide 500 for all the passionate Holden fans that we've got in South Australia.
Oh, geez, our listeners will love that.
Another iron in the fire that we're pushing really hard on is getting the first magic round if the AFL hosts it next year. Which is the idea of having all 9 footy matches in one city at one time. So that's something we're working hard to get as well. We're underdog there, but we're in with a shot.
Well, we love it. The more of the big events that we can get here in Adelaide, we are all for it here at Triple M, and I'm sure a lot of people are, Premier. So good luck with all of those, and thank you very much for joining us here on Triple M.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Cheers.
Thanks, Pete.
Premier Peter Malinauskas on Triple M's Rush Hour.